Hello again, everyone. We're back in Lisburn here. We're in Market Street, just outside the Christian Workers Union Hall. A hall that's been here for many, many years. It was an old Wesleyan chapel from 1772, and I suppose well over 100 years ago, the Christian Workers Union took it on. But one of the things that always stands out is the open Bible here that has sat for many years, and it's turned over every once in a while, so there's a different text of Scripture, and quite often passers-by will stop and they'll read the Word of God. But this hall has been the place of many a successful gospel campaign. Whenever I was a young Christian, about 21 years ago, 1999, just before the turn of the millennium, the Reverend Samuel Workman and the Dean Hutchinson had a great gospel mission in here. And I can remember as a young Christian attending those meetings night after night and really, really impressed by the Word of God. And Sam Workman was a great, great gospel preacher. He was dynamic, he was vibrant, he had enthusiasm, he had zeal, and there were many, many people in our country who were converted through the ministry of the Reverend Samuel Workman. For many years, the official magazine of the Christian Workers Union was a little periodical called the Alliance News, and a Christian brother, one of our own ministers, gave me a copy of that little magazine that dated back to 1969, and I was reading through it, the missions of Noel Grant and Boland and men like William Smiley and also the Reverend Samuel Workman. Some of his missions were recorded in that edition as well. And 30 years before the meetings I attended in 99, 30 years before that in 1969, Reverend Workman, who was the minister of Abbots Cross Congregational Church at that time, did a mission here for a week or two, or 3 or 4 weeks maybe, in the Christian Workers Union Hall. The figures are quite remarkable. About 250 people attended the meetings on weeknights. There was a Saturday night meeting and a Sunday night meeting as well, and over 500 people crammed into this hall at weekends to hear the preaching of God's Word. And they say that over 50 people were counseled for salvation at that time. That's not all that long ago. And what an ear people had, even in those days, for the Word of God in our town and right across the province as men like Workman preached the Word of God. And I think we just need to get back to the simple preaching of the gospel. The Bible says that God has chosen the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us that are saved, unto us who believe, it's the power of God unto salvation. And sometimes we wonder, well, why is God not moving in the way that he once did? Well, I think there are many reasons for that. There's a lot of sin in the church. There's a lot of unbelief in the church. Prayer in the church is something, by and large, that's fallen by the wayside. And many of our churches, even in this town, sadly no longer have a gospel service. Churches go on for years without any evangelistic endeavor or outreach, and churches no longer believe in having gospel missions and gospel meetings. But I'm reminded of the words of the Apostle Paul, who says in Romans chapter 10 and verse number, another portion just gone by there, Romans chapter 10 and verse number 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear except, or how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. There's power in God's word, and it needs to be preached. Christ needs to be exalted, because how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. May God bless you. Pray for those who preach the word of God. And if you're preaching the gospel yourself, and you're preaching Christ, and you're preaching the cross and the full counsel of God, God bless you. Preach on, brother.